Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And seven more shopping days before Christmas. Last week, we took your calls on what you buy online now that you could not have imagined buying on the internet just a few years ago. You called in with all sorts of things, from Christmas trees to eyeglasses. Now we're opening our phone lines for calls from any of you who own brick-and-mortar stores to plug the brick-and-mortar experience for holiday shopping. Are you a store owner? We're going to devote the last 10 minutes of the Brian Lehrer Show today for your calls. Plug away, as they say on Saturday Night Live, why fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners should come in and shop at your place instead of going online. 212-433-WNYC. If you own a store open for holiday shopping in our area, 212-433-9692. Shameless plugs. Welcome here. Call in right now, and we'll put you right on after the break. And Brian Lehrer Show listeners, you do want to support your Brian Lehrer Show listener store owners. 212-433-WNYC. Store owners, anybody selling wares for holiday shopping, give us a call, 212-433-9692. We'll give you each just a few seconds to plug what you do and what you sell and where you are right after this. Oh, and we have a Twitter hashtag for this call-in and for you to plug your store. If you own a brick-and-mortar store, you want to plug it to other Brian Lehrer Show listeners, use the hashtag in-store shopping. It's a lot of characters, but you can still get your plug in. In-store shopping. And if you're not following us already, do at Brian Lehrer and Kate in Dumbo. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your shop?
I am the master printer at a letterpress shop in Dumbo called Sesame Letterpress, and we try to buy everything local, all of our packaging, and we create everything in the shop, and when we have to send something out, we try to support the local community, so we made all these notebooks this year, but we had them bound in Williamsburg, so that's kind
so
of
there
our
you
shop.
Go. The Sesame and Letterpress shop. In Dumbo. Stuart in the East Village. Hi, Stuart. Where do you work?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great to hear from you. What's your place?
My name of my store is White Trash, and we're at 304 East 5th Street. We sell mid-century modern furnishings and home decor. We have old Christmas ornaments. We have great, like, unique vintage gifts, travel bars, martini shakers, china collections. Just perfect things for, like, you know, people who have good taste on a modest budget.
Sounds like fun. Jack in Valley Stream, what's your place?
Hi, my store is Morris Variety. By the way, I listen to you every single day. I sell just about everything. I'm an old-fashioned five-and-dime store like the old Woolworth store used to be. And let's see, I sell toys, I sell Christmas merchandise, we're very seasonal.
What's your address in Valley Stream?
We're on Rockaway Avenue at 227.
Thank you for listening, and good luck with your last-minute holiday sales. Angela around Columbus Circle. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you. What are you selling?
I sell jewelry. It's all handmade by me, and I'm in the Columbus Circle Holiday Market. So it's a semi-brick-and-mortar. We're permanent for the whole month of December. And there's a lot of us artists here that, you know, come out and support the local artist community. And my booth is Angie Colombo Jewelry.
When you get off the train at the Columbus Circle stop, which way should you go? Toward the park? Toward the Time Warner Center?
Away from the Time Warner Center, toward the park, where, like, we flank the park.
Thank you, and good luck. Carrie, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carrie. What's your place?
Hi, Brian. My place is called The One Well, and it's at 165 Greenpoint Avenue in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. We're an eco-chic boutique, so everything that I carry is locally handmade in Brooklyn or Manhattan or on Long Island. We also have select vintage for sale to sort of round out the selection, make it extra unique. But we have everything from furniture to lighting, really special jewelry, organic skincare, locally handmade ceramics, beautiful salvaged wood, butcher blocks. All, and again, everything is sustainable.
All in the One Well, which is the name of your store.
Correct.
Great. Thank you. Good luck with it. We're taking calls from Brian Lehrer Show listeners who own stores where you're selling stuff that people can buy from you as local merchants here in the last days before Christmas. 212-433-WNYC for your shameless self-promotion. And listeners, buy from your fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners. 212-433-9692. Kyle in Manhattan. Hi, Kyle.
Hey. I'm pushing Rudy's Music Stop. We're a vintage guitar and, well, just all kinds of guitars.
The famous Rudy's Music Stop on 48th Street.
Exactly. 48th and 7th.
Now, there's,
go ahead. You can buy a lot of guitars online, but you should come to your local store and get some hands-on stuff.
There's still a little musical instruments and sheet music and stuff district there on 48th Street between 6th and 7th, right?
Absolutely.
Kyle, thank you very much. And Karen in Manhattan. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your place?
My place is called Karen Karch, and we are an upscale fine jewelry shop located in Gramercy Park at 38 Gramercy Park North.
And people will. Monica in Red Hook. Hi, Monica. What's your place?
Hi, Brian. It's Monica from Red Hook. And I think the very best thing people can do this year is to shop in Sandy-affected areas and help all the stores that are trying to reopen and support them.
Yeah, you got one. You were a guest on the show last week.
I was indeed, and I just want to encourage people not just to come to Red Hook, but to go to all of the Sandy affected areas. There are shops that are struggling to get their doors reopened, and you're coming to buy your present from them will help immeasurably.
And is your restaurant still closed, Homemade?
It is, but we're opening for New Year's Eve.
Yay!
Yay!
Go to Homemade in Red Hook. Monica, thank you. Happy New Year. Mary Louise in Richfield, Connecticut. You're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, it's Mary Louise. I run the Richfield Guild of Artists in town, and we have Festive Home that runs through December 23rd, and we have member art on the walls. It's amazing. It's anything from $50 on up. And we have lots of items that we classify as objects for living and giving. We'd love to have somebody come by and buy things this week.
Thank you so much. Dom in Bay Ridge. Dom, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dom.
Hi. My name is Dom. I'm the owner and producer of Made in Brooklyn Tours, where you see who's making it in Brooklyn. And on my tours, we visit a number of places that where you could buy things that are made locally here in Brooklyn. I do Bensonhurst, Dumbo, Gowanus, Red Hook, and Williamsburg. And if you give me a moment, I could name a few places that I could suggest where they're everything from cosmetics, furniture, clothing, candy, and chocolate, and ceramics made in Brooklyn.
Real quick, maybe you'll give them a tour of all the outlets, but go ahead, real fast.
Absolutely. So there's Soap Walla that makes soap and skincare products, Anthesis Organic Skincare, Pickett Furniture, Knightwood, both of them make furniture. Pickett is in Red Hook. Knightwood is in Williamsburg. There's Trunk. They make clothing here in New York City, and they're in Dumbo. Jacques Torres Chocolate, they make candy. Then you have companies that actually make chocolate. There's Fine and Raw. There's Mass Brothers Chocolate. For ceramics, you get go to Perch in Red Hook, or you could go to Wynn Noble in Dumbo. So there's a number of places. You know, if you're looking for something for the holidays, you can come on one of the tours. You can also get a gift certificate online for my tours. But you can go and visit those places and see who's making it in Brooklyn.
You are our ultimate Uber meta caller of this call. And Dom, thank you. And I think Liza in Williamsburg is going to get the last word here as we begin to run out of time. Hi, Liza. What's your place?
Hi. I own Cute Attack in Williamsburg. We're a new children's and gift shop. And we have a curated collection of locally made and organic and awesome, cute clothing and toys and gifts for the young and young at heart.
Thank you very much for that Cute Attack. And thanks to all of you for shouting out your places. You can continue to do so because we didn't get to everybody on the line. Use our Twitter feed at Brian Lehrer and use the hashtag InStoreShopping. So anybody else who wants to buy from – a WNYC listener who owns a place. Use that hashtag to search in-store shopping, and all you owners, you can post there or to our comments page on our own website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.